We're here on Monday evening here at the Georgetown Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker, Jeff Simpson for WITY. And Jeff, got a little warmer here as the day went on. It looked like earlier with the overcast conditions might have a little bit more favorable temperatures, but that sun came out and brought some heat with it.
Yes, it did. But in the shaded areas, there's still a nice breeze, and it's still pretty comfortable. So,
still a great day for folks to be able to come out here. And, of course, a lot of things going on this evening. First and foremost, let's talk about the bingo, which we'll be at tonight.
That'll be at 7 o'clock down there in the sale barn. And, you know, it's free bingo. We offer it every year. We're going to do the same as we did last year. We'll have the TV screen set up, show the numbers, and listen to people yell bingo.
Well, try to. You know, usually there's a lot of chaos there. You know, a lot of folks that are passionate, and sometimes they get angry.
Yes, they do. But you know, the last few years though, that's really calmed down. They don't get as angry. I've been at other bingos where I do see angry and very angry people playing bingo, and they shouldn't be playing.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is that they're at the fair. They've got a lot of great eats, a lot of great drinks, and usually they'll have, like, one of the local groups that are offering food down there. I don't have right offhand who that is, but they usually have a great cause in which they support down there that's offering some food items. And then, of course, you do have your vendors out here.
Yeah, one of the local churches is right across from the barn there, and they have really good food there. And I also noticed this year, they are selling food in the sale barn there. So last year I got some food from there and it was really good. Really good hamburgers, chicken sandwiches. So, and that I believe helps local youth organizations.
The Georgetown Fair is no shortage of great food. And of course, many of folks coming together to make sure that that happens. You heard reports earlier today, both Dennis and Jesselyn was out here for the FFA show this morning. This afternoon, they had the Agarama with the 4-H cat, dog, and small animal show. Always a fun time there with those furry friends of ours. Commercial buildings just opened up here. They'll be open till 9 tonight, 5 p.m., the Junior Heifer and Steer Show, followed by the Junior Senior Beef Showmanship. They've got the Queen Pageant tonight. And the other night, we saw seven of the eight candidates at the dinner. But eight candidates vying for the crown tonight. Should be a good rigorous battle for that crown here tonight. I don't know that there's a weak candidate in the bunch.
Every year I know it's a tough decision to pick which one is going to be the queen and in the court. And when you have that many girls competing, I know it's a tough choice.
That it is. And of course, the reigning queen, she was a good one. Paley Davis is going to be on hand tonight to pass off the crown, and we'll see what we can do to get a report in with her here before the week is out. As there again, she's just been just a great representative here of the Georgetown Fair. A couple of items in the grandstand tonight: Touch a Truck and the Ping Pong Prize Drop. That's 100% fun right there, where you get a lot of folks involved with that.
Yes, and we just saw the truck go by with all the toys and the gifts and all that all the prizes that they're giving out, and there's some bicycles on there I seen and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I thought, wow, oh, I'm too big for that. So,
well, yeah, and I know a certain 10-year-old that's maybe listening out there that would love that, but either way, you know, it's going to be great. We've got a lot of stuff coming up here tomorrow to open the day that we do want to mention. Open and Junior Breed Barrow Show and Open Junior Swine Show both kicking off at 10 a.m. I believe Dennis and Jesselyn coming back down for that. Tomorrow evening they'll have the Boar Meat Goat Show. But all week long you've got some great shows in the barn. You've got some great action outside. And, of course, by Tuesday night you'll have the carnival firing up here at the Georgetown Fairgrounds. One last look back at the weekend, though. We had the Ice Cream Social and the Gospel Sing sponsored by WITY Sunday afternoon out here. Then you had the community church service. Had a little bit of rain coming through the area for that, but of course most of that was indoors, so not affected too much by that. But now we've got the possibility for some rain this week, but I think the primary focus is going to be whether or not we get back up to the heat again. And all the indications from the forecast shows that we might get some more heat here before the week is out.
That, when I looked at the weather earlier today, yeah, we probably get some here, you know, next day or two. But it's calling for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, nice weather all day. And Saturday night, hopefully after everything is done, that's when it'll start raining again.
Well, the rain they want to keep off. The heat and even nice weather does really good for the vendors, and so many good vendors out here. So bring your appetite, come out, and come through the gate tonight. Free gate admission here tonight still for the Georgetown Fair. And, of course, make sure that you hit the ticket booth up there. They've got some great tickets available still for the rodeo. They've got the tractor pull tickets as well as Priscilla Block on Saturday night. We'll have more reports coming up from the Georgetown Fair and the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. For Jeff Simpson, Chad Baker for WITY.